Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
Oh, hi. Okay, so I do have a guest on the line. I am with Target Card Services, but before we go forward, I just want you to know that we are monitored and recorded for quality purposes. Can we proceed?
Yes, we are too. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, you're welcome. So I do have Ms. Helm on the phone. She is with her husband, Mr. Helm, as well, and they have some questions about some disputes I'm going to place with them today, basically. So go ahead, Ms. Helm.
Yes, I was just noticing on my card that there was a $49.97 charge each month that started back in September, and the first charge in September was $6.70. The first month I just paid, not thinking anything about it, but then I got curious as to what was going on. I called in December and had the dispute start on the charges. And couldn't find out what was going on and where the charges was coming from because I haven't applied for any services, any subscriptions, no, nothing, haven't received anything. And then after visiting with Lucretia with the card services, we've contacted you and found out through another person that there was a charge in September that said that it went to my husband's email account. My husband, I went and got him, and that lady hung up. So we have been on hold waiting for somebody else to pick up with your department. So I am disputing all of these charges that you have charged my credit card with. My husband says that he has not received anything and he didn't sign up for anything.
Okay, ma'am, let me check what's going on, but first I will need to have your zip code, please.
Yes, my zip code is 72753, but the lady that we were talking to earlier said she didn't find anything under that zip code, but
Okay,
that's
let me
my zip
check.
code.
Can I have your name again, please?
Deanne Helm.
And when was the last charge made?
On January the 26th.
Okay, ma'am. All right. Yes, indeed, I do not see anything on that date that was charged under that zip code, but I can try with your name. Okay, so can you repeat me your first name, please?
Yes, it's Deanne, Deanne Helm, Helm.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. Can you repeat it again? That's slow.
Deanne
DM.
Helm, Deanne
Okay.
Helm.
Okay, DN. Okay, I got you. All right, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I don't find your name either. Can you give me the last four digits of the car where these
Sorry to
charges
interrupt,
came
Ms.
out?
Helm. Ms. Helm,
Yes.
it would be under Mike's name. You remember when she had actually looked it up, it was under Mike's name and then his
Yes.
email. Okay.
Yes, Mike. It's Mike. It's under Mike Helm.
Okay, thank you for that. So it's MIKE.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, can you spell the last name again, please?
Helm, like the helm of a ship.
Helm. Okay, thank you. Michael Helm. Okay. Thank you. And can you confirm the shipping address, please?
PO Box 469, Prairie Grove, Arkansas.
Thank you for that. All right. Okay, I see. All right. So back in September last year, I can see that Michael Helm chose the fuel saver welcoming gift, which was $6.95 for the shipping. And that was a free welcoming gift because of the membership to the Factory Direct store. And also by being a member, he received a $125 gift card each month so he can spend it on their website. So the Factory Direct store is a web store that gives a lot of different gadgets at factory price instead of retail price. But indeed, it comes with a subscription that costs $49.97 a month. He received the fuel saver as a gift because of that on the first when he first ordered it. But I can see that earlier today when you called, I mean, I can see that the account is already canceled, man.
Yeah, because I asked the lady to cancel it because he's not getting anything. I'm not getting anything. I didn't sign up for anything. So we went and got Michael, and I asked her to take these charges off my credit card because he's not received anything. And she said to go to the consumerdirectsavings.com. While we got back on the phone with you, I tried to go to consumerdirectsavings.com on his phone. Mm-hmm. And every time I tried to put that in and search that website, it went clear. It never went anywhere. So I don't know. And I went through his phone and nothing is on his email. I checked his trash. I checked his spam. I checked his inbox. And he has no emails from Factory Direct, from Consumer Direct, from anybody indicating that he's got $125. He's not received anything.
Okay, give me one second.
Need to take this stuff off.
Is his email mhelm724@AT&T.net?
Yes, it is.
I mean, the email should be over there because it's $125 each month.
Exactly. And I just went through every single one of his emails in his phone, in his inbox, in his trash, in his spam, and he has not received anything.
All right. So, well, I'm sorry about what's going on. I can issue a 50% refund of every charge that has been made because of the misunderstanding when he first signed up for that. I don't know why you're not getting the emails, ma'am, but you should be getting them.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either. But like I said, while we were on hold waiting for you, I went through because I couldn't figure out where this was coming from. And there's nothing in his email. And I tried to do the consumerdirectsavings.com website. And every time I tried, it just blanked out his screen. So I don't know what you guys are doing, but this is wrong what you guys have done.
I mean, ma'am, honestly, we don't get calls like this a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're not getting through the store or why you're not getting the emails.
No, Michael, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, I never got anything. I have not been identified or told about it.
He said he never received anything on the fuel saver.
Yeah.
Well, we can offer you a reshipment if you want to. With no problems at all, with no extra charge at all.
I use my phone for very limited stuff. So if something comes to me or offered to me, I never get it or say no to it. So I don't know how all this happened, but it has never came to me.
Well, at this point, ma'am, what we can do is, try to reach this agreement of 50% refund back to you, and you will not be charged again. I can issue a reshipment, too, of that first product that you order if you say that you didn't get it.
That's correct. We did not get it, but we don't want to have a reshipment. We don't want to have anything other than these charges taken back off of my card, which is, I think it's $206.58.
Okay, let me see what I can do, ma'am. Give me one second, all right?
Okay.
I will try to issue the refund. Let me see if it's possible. Okay. Just bear with me, all right?
All right, I will.
All right, ma'am. Do you have access to Mr. Michael's email?
Yes, sir. I have his phone right here.
Okay. Do you see some refund confirmations?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, you know, I don't know why you were not getting the other emails, but it seems like you're getting these ones, the refunds.
Yes.
So I was able to process the refunds of these charges. You should see them back into your card in no more than 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, there's not.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service.
One sec. I'm sorry. I am seeing the refunds. I'm seeing three of them. So $49.97, $49.97, $49.97, right?
All right.
So there's three refunds that are give me one sec.
Yeah, that's all I have on
okay.
Email as well.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Are we okay
yeah.
with that? Is everybody okay?
No,
okay.
No, I'm not okay with that because there's four.
Exactly. That's why I was making sure. So there's one more that's missing.
Well, the 11th, I got one charge on November 22nd, but that was declined.
November 22nd?
Yeah, and that charge was declined.
It's not showing decline at all. I'm not lying, sir. I promise you, I am worked with Target. I am not allowed to lie. I am not seeing any refund. I'm not seeing a refund. In all honesty, I'm on the transactions.
Well, ma'am.
For November.
For November.
Yeah.
I see that it was
November 25th.
Yeah.
November 25th was when it was Okay.
Yeah,
I refunded that one.
I refunded that already.
Okay, so what about what about December 26th and then as well as January 27th?
I already issued those refunds, ma'am.
Okay, what about the September one? And that's the one we're missing then.
October.
Okay, let me see what I
can. September 21st and then October 22nd. He's refunded that November, December, and it would be January. So that's about five. So September, October, November, December, and January. That's five refunds they need.
Give me one second. Let me see, because I refund everything, but it might stop because of the one that was attempt on November the 22nd was declined.
Mm-mm. So you guys took that, in all honesty. Let me make sure.
No, ma'am. The November 22nd, it was declined. That
November
25th,
the transaction was November 25th, and it was taken.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I can see that it was declined on the 22nd. The charge for November was declined on the 22nd, but it was attempted again on the 25th, and then it was approved. And I already refunded that.
Okay, but
let me see. Yeah, I understand what you're saying about the one in October and the one in September. Give me one second.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it's a lot going on right now. I just want to make sure the clients are happy. Or my guests.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. All right, ma'am. I'm so sorry about this one, but seems like the biggest refund I can make is 3 months back. And I can see that everything was explained in details on the terms and conditions. If you want them again, I can pull up my supervisor and send them again to you so you can read them carefully again. But this is the most I can do, ma'am. I already processed the full refund for those 3 months. I'm not able to refund the one from
October
and
September.
One from September. But you are getting back November, December, January. If you want me, I can issue the reshipment again of the product. Also, I can guarantee that you will not be charged again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, how are you guys feeling, Mr. and Mrs. Helm?
Michael, how do you feel?
Oh, I don't want.
So do you need to talk? Okay, we don't want the thing or whatever that was. He can't go back for more than 3 months. So would you be paying for 50?
We won't see February.
No, he's canceled. You've canceled it, right? We won't see another charge.
No, you will not see another charge.
Okay. All right. I think I'm good. Are you good?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, sir, you have a great rest of your night.
Thank you. You too. And
thank you
for calling customer service. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are you on this?
You can go ahead and hang up, sir. I'm sorry. I can't hang up. I'll hang up, I guess.
That's fine. I'll hang up.
Thank you.